Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully and engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey, in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you fully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Each and every episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful, and we're excited to bring you today's broadcast. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's show. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, which is Good to Great, Part 2. And we will then open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject, Know that the coaching couch will be open and available for you to receive your live on-air coaching around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, we welcome, and we appreciate. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to not hesitate about chiming in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. It's time to get into shape. What are you getting into shape so that you can work it now? What am I working, Coach Adams? You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams. We're talking about good to great, good to great, based on the 12 principles by Jim Collins and the book titled Good to Great. And I'm excited that we're going to dive into the subject, and it is our part two. There was such a richness on last week that we didn't have an opportunity to get through all 12 of the principles, so we're going to recap and pick it up today. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick, brief moment to send someone a fax. Do we even still really fax anymore? How about sending someone an email? Take a moment to invite someone to the show right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to let you know that we extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your continued loyal support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, tablets, iPads, desktops, laptops, whatever you need to capture the notes around today's subject, you better take a quick moment and grab that. Today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is our Shape Up series. And again, we are talking about good to great. And I'm excited to share with you for Truly I Coach and You Win. So now let's jump into today's subject, good to great, here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. You know, I don't know if you're aware, but the enemy of great is good. Good is the enemy of great. And so often, many of us get comfortable in, oh, I'm doing good. I'm achieving a certain level of success. I'm cruising. I'm doing good. I'm seeing some revenue come in. Things are pretty consistent. I'm doing good. And when we are oftentimes doing good, we get comfortable in that zone of good, and we don't allow ourselves to be stretched to another level, this next level being to a level of not just good, but moving to a level of great. Great is a higher level of achievement. You know, it's so interesting because so often in my coaching practice, one of the biggest challenges that my clients face, and I get asked the question, Coach Adams, can you help me? How do I move from good to great in my vision? How do I move from achieving good goals to moving to the next level of greatness? I want to achieve greater success. How do I live out my dreams and embrace this life's journey at a greater level? And so that is truly what we're talking about today. And great wisdom, I believe, can always be found in the insight all around us. It can be in a book. It can be from an individual, whatever that may look like, whatever that may be. And, you know, it's so important to understand that this journey is not a journey that we should just be getting by and be okay with, I'm doing good. Because remember, good is the enemy to great, and it's about achieving that higher level of achievement whenever possible, as much as possible. So I'm real excited about this good to great and part two in our Shape Up series, because this is something that is so realistic that many struggle with. You gain a certain level of achievement, a certain level of success that's good, and we get stagnant. We get stuck. We get comfortable in the past successes. And so we're going to look at this subject, good to great, and we're going to, quote-unquote, tear some pages out of the book by Jim Collins and the principles that he has outlined. And I want you to know that whenever we're highlighting a specific subject associated with a book, that Coach Adams has read it. She's oftentimes fighting to live out the principles that can be gleaned through great wisdom of those that their life purpose, their journey was focused on that particular subject. And so I want you to know that this is one that I feel very passionate about, and that I, Coach Adams, as I am in the trenches on my journey as well, that I often step back and reconnect and reflect with the principles that I'm sharing with you to determine how do I continue to move to the next level, move to the next level in my vision, move to the next level in achieving my goals and living out my dreams. So know that I'm in process on my journey as well. But I trust that the information that's shared today, it will give you great insight so that you are more equipped and feeling more empowered on your journey to move to the next level. You may determine that the principles that you're hearing today, that you can utilize the principles if you're in a corporate setting, if you're fighting to birth your vision or take your vision to the next level, achieving your goals, whatever that may look like. determine how can I adapt the principles so that ultimately I'm achieving greater success. And that's really what my heart is for those that are listening to Motivational Mondays from week to week in my coaching practice with my clients, my win shops with those that are in attendance, that you are more equipped to achieve greater success. So this subject of good to great is one that I'm very passionate about, because I know that life would have us to get comfortable, we'll settle in our comfort zone of good, and that is not where I desire for you to reside. I desire for you to reside in that zone, that space of greater, whatever that may look like for you, that you are well equipped to achieve more. Ultimately, that's what we're talking about. And so step one on this good to great journey is about striving for what Jim Collins identifies as level five leadership. And I really appreciate this level five leadership, because as the global master trainer for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, and their curriculums for Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, I teach on leadership, not in the way that Jim Collins brought this particular principle forth, but I could really appreciate the insight around leadership. And the insight that he gave associated with what he kind of identified as level five leaders, that level five leaders are leaders who have the ability to motivate individuals to another level. A level four leader, which many of us reside in this place of level four leaders can motivate people to follow them. So you look behind you and you have people following you. That's not the issue. But a level five leader is a leader that motivates individuals, those that may be following them, motivates them to follow a cause and to be a part of a quest. So it takes it to another level, not just that you look behind you and you can see that people are following you, but you have got them to buy into a specific cause, a specific quest. And so now they're following you with a greater passion because it's associated with something greater. And that's what I love about this particular step one, strive for level five leadership. Not just that you have people that are following you, but you're influencing them to another level. You're motivating them to another level. Understanding that there are three types of influence behavior. 87% of people are followers. They don't take the initiative. They're uninspired. 10% are categorized as destroyers. They have leadership, but their leadership is negatively directed. And oftentimes in the real world, one would say that, quote, unquote, a gang leader is one that has leadership that's negatively directed. Can you see that difference? They have strong leadership, but the focus of the leadership is negative. And then you have the 3% that are the red-hot leaders. So you have 87% of people are followers, 10% are categorized as destroyers in influence behavior, and there's that small 3% that are leaders. And so what we're looking at here is not just being a leader that motivates people to follow them. You look behind you, you have the people following you, but you're a leader that is able to influence and motivate individuals to buy into a specific cause, a specific quest. That cause or that quest is, for example, your vision and what you want them to be attracted to. Understanding that leadership is commonly confused with a big charismatic personality. So we're not just talking about having a big personality and people are following you because you have a big personality. You can see big personalities in the world every day, but would you categorize them as a good leader? Leadership is the art of getting people to want to do. So you're able to influence individuals and they want to buy into your vision. The key is deciding not only wanting them to do it, but what needs to be done as a leader. So you identify what needs to be done and you get people on board with wanting. They have the desire to do it. But step two tells us that you have to have the right people on the bus. And that's where many of us fall short with our visions and we get stuck in good and okay because we don't have the right support around us. I often use the term from the movie Meet the Fockers many years ago with Robert De Niro, that circle of trust, that circle of love. You have the wrong people in your circle. And so I love this identification of having the right people on the bus is step number two. And individuals who not only just say, yay, I want to participate, but individuals who can make excellent decisions. Because do you know that a great leader is one that can make decisions? You know, I love my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, because my coach, Al Hollingsworth, often says, make a decision, just make a decision. And many of us are afraid to make decisions. So we get paralyzed. We won't make a decision, but this is what's so key and interesting, that in your not making a decision, guess what? Life and circumstances will make a decision for you. And so I would much rather participate in the journey. Don't just be on the journey. Don't just be existing, but participate. So have the right people on board with you and your vision. Those individuals that can make decisions and those individuals who create what's identified as pockets of greatness. So, for example, having someone on your team that's the right fit. I'm not a web designer. This is a prime example. I'm in the process of redesigning my website. But I believe I have, the right people on board who are making decisions around what does this next level of the image of the brand for Coach Adams look like? And having these pockets of greatness, which are, of course, identified as wins. For example, when I got the preliminary image of the site, I was like, wow, that's hot. That's a win. So those individuals that can create those pockets of greatness on your team, I use that as an example because they are a part of my team. Indirectly, may not be full-time on the team, but they are handling a specific project. So either it's someone that's a part of your executive team, a part of your core regularly that you've hired, or someone that is handling a specific project. The bottom line is you need people who can make excellent decisions. And because I'm fresh in the process of this, I could use this as an illustration. Because imagine, if you will, if I went to this person and they are supposed to, quote, unquote, be the expert, and they can't make decisions. That's not going to assist me in moving from good to great. We would be stuck together if they're not able to make a decision and they're looking to me exclusively for the decisions to be made. So those people, the right people on the bus, a part of your team, you need those individuals that are okay with making decisions. This is the thing. It's okay that sometimes the decisions that are made may not always be favorable. You may have to readjust and shift, but you want people on your team that are able to make a decision. And that is something that is truly key. So number one, as we do a quick backup, is strive for level 5 leadership. Number two is have the right people on the bus. And I want you to know that number three is facing up to the brutal facts of where you are so often. And that may mean having to confront someone that's on your team that's not meeting the expectations, whatever that looks like, being honest with where you are. You know, it's so interesting. It's been many years ago now, but I remember having to confront the hard facts about where my brand was. And since that time, I determined, wow, Coach Adams, you were being consistently inconsistent. So you were having some good results, but you were kind of inconsistent, you know, and you could justify it because you were busy on this project and on this project. But when I stepped back and I was able to be honest with, at the time, the current state, I could then now determine, okay, what do we need to do to charge forward? What do we need to do to adjust to get different results? And that is something that many want to keep their heads in the sand. As you know, I often use the analogy of an ostrich. The head is in the sand. You are oblivious to the reality because you don't want to face it. Face the reality so that now you can identify it and create change. You know, the interesting thing is, this is just an example, a drug addict cannot move to another level if they're in denial that they're a drug addict, an alcoholic, whatever the case may be. And that's why an Alcoholics Anonymous, they have to say, hello, my name is, and I'm an alcoholic. They're identifying this that they're moving away from. They're putting a face to it. So this is the same as true, face up to the brutal facts of where you may be at this time. Where you are is not where you have to stay, but we have to be honest with where we are. Confront the hard facts about where you are in your vision, in your company, in your business, in the state of where you are. I often use the phrase, locate where you are. So get that locator out and locate where you are, the current situation. Now you can strategize around, how do I move to another level? Step number four on our good to great journey, work out what your hedgehog concept is. What I love about this is that so often we want to get in the race, we want to be the fastest in the race, or we want to be the biggest in the race. But what's interesting is that a fox, which is faster than a hedgehog, a fox is faster, but the hedgehog is better. The hedgehog is a better leader. So big does not always equal great. There are times when you can be big and great. And greater does not often mean I'm bigger. So I would rather operate at a high level of quality and be in between as it relates to quantity than to have quantity and not quality. And that's what we're talking about. You know, if you have to face the reality of quantity of life, oh, I'm going to live until I'm 102, but I'm on life support for 40 of those years, versus I'm living alert and vibrant for 40 years, I guarantee you it is more likely that you would choose not quantity of life, but you would elect for quality. And that's what we're talking about here in step number four. Quality versus quantity. Understanding that big does not equal greater, and greater does not equal big. Faster does not mean better. It's just faster. And so we want to have quality versus quantity. Step number five, what is your 20-mile march? You know, many of us, we want the great success, but we are in such a microwavable society that we want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Well, what we're talking about here is being disciplined, consistent, and building, growing daily increments of growth, having those goals and achieving those goal each day, each week, each month, moving from mediocrity, because oftentimes people get into that state of mediocrity, and mediocrity is this place of chronic inconsistency. So step five, what is your 20-mile march? When it comes to step number six is about fire small bullets before a cannonball. And this really speaks to designing and redesigning. Maybe you're starting a new vision, a new business. You need to check the marketplace. Because one of the things that I have learned, and you have to gather your information and gather the evidence that's needful, before you go big, you want to validate. Why? Because you want to make sure that the market will bear what you have to offer. And in order for you to do that, you have to do your research and development. See, so often we have a product, a service, or whatever it may be, and we want to force it on the customer. No. The goal of a happy customer is giving the customer what they want. For example, I had been in between transition with a hairstylist. And prior to the stylist that I've been seeing now, I've seen her, I think, 3 or 4 times now. And we're still in rhythm and bonding and all of that. The person before had only done my hair twice. They were trying to squeeze me into what they wanted, despite me saying, this is what I desired. And what happened? They didn't have a happy customer. And if you don't have a happy customer, guess what happens? The customer will go away. And what did I do? I went away. Because I'm communicating to you, I'm sharing with you as the customer what I want. If you're not able to perform it, that's okay. Let me know. But don't say you can and you're not able to. And so that's why here you have to gather evidence before you go big, and you have to gather that evidence and validate it with your customer in the marketplace. What does the customer want? Because with whatever we're doing, the goal is to have a happy customer. It can be in a personal relationship. Maybe your issue is not in a business or a vision. Maybe it's a relationship. But if you don't have a happy customer in that relationship, guess what? The customer will go away. So take the principles and adapt them and utilize them in whatever the situation is that you're evaluating, personal or professional. We see the divorce rate, what it is today, because ultimately individuals are looking to have a happy customer and they don't have that happy customer. And so guess what? They go away. And how do they do that? They do that and they're divorcing. So that is in essence what we're seeing. The customer is going away. So you want to evaluate this. Step number seven is a degree of productive paranoia is essential. At first when I read this, I was like, what in the world is Jim Collins saying? What he's saying is that we cannot get comfortable in our past successes. We can't. And many of us get comfortable in our past successes. We get caught up in our past successes, and we get arrogant in that place. And I want you to understand that success coupled with arrogance is the start of the great decline. And many of us, we've gotten arrogant where we are in the good that we're achieving. We've gotten comfortable. We're not allowing ourselves to be stretched anymore. We've gotten to the place of good that we're not grateful, and we don't even acknowledge where we need to grow to get to the next level because we've gotten comfortable. So this degree of productive paranoia is essential. Why? Because you never allow yourself to get comfortable in that zone of just being good and not moving to the level of great. Step number 8 is where we left off last week. And as we continue to charge forward, I'm going to take a quick station identification break. You are tuned in, and we thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Monday here on Inspire Media for You with Coach Adam. We are discussing good to great, and I'm excited to have you tuned in for iCoach, and guess what? You win. Welcome back to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You. We're looking at this process and the journey of moving from good to great. Where we left off is step number 8, and step number 8 is clock versus telling time. What I love about this is that level 5 leaders, and we talked early on, which was one of our very first steps in this journey, is this level 5 leadership, not just having the ability to get people to follow you as a leader, but being able to influence and get those that are following you to buy into a cause, to buy into something greater. And so this level 5 leaders are clock builders, not just time killers. What does this mean? It means that they are leaving a legacy of greatness far beyond their time here on earth. That level of greatness may be in the form of a book. It may be in the form of a business that continues, an invention, whatever that may look like. You know, we can look around today and we can talk about many individuals that they are no longer physically here as it relates to time, but because they were a clock builder being one that's building a legacy, their legacy continues to live on. The Wright brothers, for example, who created one of the very first airplanes. Mr. Ford. Many get into a Ford car today. I can go on and on at those that are no longer here, but yet their legacy lives on. Clock versus telling time is number 8. Number 9, what kind of clock do you want to build? And this is key. We have to have governing values that are clear, that associate our vision and really help to drive our mission. So you have to have a clear vision. You have to have a mission. Having clear values and practical values that build up is your values is key. Moving beyond the money. So it can't just be about the money. Oh, okay, I just want the money. No, it has to be something greater. Associated with your governing values, you know, whatever that is that drives you, making it clear, having a clear vision, a vision that people can buy into. This vision becomes your cause. It becomes your quest that individuals are now buying into, that they're supporting, that everything that happens is associated with and related to your vision. It's related to this type of legacy, this type of clock that you want to build and develop. for your vision, for your goals, for the business, whatever that may be. Step number 10, the big, hairy, audacious goal, B-H-A-G. We all have to find our big, hairy, audacious goal, the B-H-A-G. That good to great is an ongoing process. You don't just arrive. It is a continuum. If you think that one day I just arrived, then that's not the big, hairy, audacious goal. Because if you know for certain you will achieve it, it is not the big, hairy, audacious goal. The climb will make us stronger. The climb makes us bigger. And you'll have those wins in between. You'll have those successes in between. But it's really about the climb. It's really about the drive upwards. And so we spoke early on that it's about the pockets of success. And so as you're going up the ladder, as you're moving from good to great, as you are fighting to achieve the big, audacious, the big, hairy, audacious goal, just as you continue to process, you're having those pockets of successes. You're having those wins in between. And the climb becomes that much greater, and the climb becomes that much sweeter. Step number 11, make quote-unquote luck work for you. You know, there is a quote that I use often that you, I'm sure, have heard, that success comes when preparation meets opportunity. Success comes when preparation meets opportunity. So as we're talking about good to great, moving from this level to good to great, we're saying make luck work for you. And what does that look like? Luck is and favors the persistence. So we have to stay in the game. You know, many want to win, but they're not in the game. So life doesn't come down to one single hand in the game. You have to continue to play. You have to continue to be in the game. This correlation between great companies and luck is how those companies use their return, how they leverage and maximize their return. You get that great contract, it's how you leverage that contract. And so I want us to understand that as we're talking about growing and moving from good to great, you have to allow yourself to continuously be stretching. And so what have we talked about so far before we get into step number 12? Step number one, strive for level 5 leadership. Level 4 leadership can motivate people to follow them, but the key is level 5, getting people motivated to follow a cause and to be a part of a quest. Step number 2, have the right people on board. Have the right people on the bus, people that can make excellent decisions and individuals that you can celebrate because they're going to have those pockets of greatness. They're going to have those, they're going to be moving their assignment associated with your vision from win to win. If you're not experiencing those wins, you have to step back and evaluate, do I have the right people on board? Step number 3, face up to the brutal facts of where the business is. Where do I need to shift? Where do I need to adjust? What is it that I need to change so that I am in a better position of power and empowerment to move from good to great? Work out what your hedgehog concept is. We talked about the fox versus the hog. We talked about faster versus better. We talked about big does not equal greater. Greater does not equal big. Step number 5, What is your 20-mile march? Meaning, where is it that you will be disciplined, consistent, and building, growing daily? And you have on your things to do, things that will support you in your success, but you also have things not to do. So those areas where you're out of discipline, that should be on your things not to do list. Why? So that you can now be in a better position for those incremental goals each day, each week, each month, that you are divorcing and saying goodbye to mediocrity and this chronic place of being inconsistent. Step number 6, fire the small bullets before a cannonball. We talked about the need for research, the need for validation. Step number 7, a degree of productive paranoia is essential. We talk about we can't get comfortable and caught up in our past successes, that when we get into that place, it often breeds arrogance, and success coupled with arrogance is the start of the great decline. We must continuously be grateful, and we have to allow ourselves not to grow comfortable, and we have to allow ourselves to continuously be stretched and to stretch to another level. Clock versus telling time is step number 8. Level 5 leaders are clock builders, not time tellers. What does that mean? That these are individuals that are focused on leaving a legacy greater than and beyond their physical time on earth. We can see that in many inventions. We can see that in many books and businesses that are living on far beyond the individual. Why? Because they were clock builders and they're leaving a great legacy. Step number 9, what kind of clock do you want to build is the question. This causes us to look at and evaluate and make sure that our values are clear and that all of our practices build upon our values. This is beyond the need for and the focus on money connects us to our core. Step number 10, the big, hairy, audacious goal. What is your BHAG? We've stated that the climb will make you better. The climb will make you stronger. And that good to great is an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process, and it'll only be a process if you're continuously moving to another level. Step number 11. Whew! Wow, did we cover a lot tonight on Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for You, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams. Step number 11, make luck work for you. What is this luck? I often use the quote, as I stated earlier, success comes when preparation meets the opportunity. So it's about being prepared, and when that opportunity comes, we leverage the moment. And luck, as some would call it, favors the persistent. So we have to stay in the game. You can't just ask for the sale one time and expect to get it. You got to continue to be in the game. It's not about one single hand, a one-hit wonder, as some would say. Life does not come down to one single hand. It is a correlation between great companies, and luck is how the companies use their returns. Step number 12, and then I'll give a moment in our last few minutes in today's broadcast. If you would like to ask a comment or you have a question, you would like to ask a question or you have a comment, more specifically, as Coach Adams gets a little tongue-tied there, around today's subject, this is the time, as we go into step number 12, this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, our coaching couch is available And now is the time to get your coaching live right here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adam. So step number 12, good to great. What is on your stop doing list? I touched on this a little bit earlier when we were talking about things to do. What do you need to stop doing to generate greater success on the path of greatness? Many of us stay in that zone of good because we have bad habits, and we need to put those bad habits, whatever they may be, on our stop, capital S, capital T, capital O, capital P, stop doing list. If you make commitments and you don't keep those commitments, stop doing it. If you're not disciplined and you lack discipline, stop doing it. If you procrastinate, stop doing it, whatever it may be. One of the things that I love that Jim Collins spoke, and this is a quote from him, discipline begins with what we have the discipline not to do. My challenge, because Coach Adams is a foodie, and you know I often like to be open and transparent with you, our global listening audience, mine is I'm a foodie. So this is one that I have to constantly discipline myself and say, got to push the plate away. Yes, of course. We have to eat to keep our bodies alive, but you don't have to eat all of what you want to eat just because you can eat it. There has to be discipline. And that's just an example. We talked about procrastination. We talk about just being out of discipline in general. So whatever it is, discipline begins. Remember, we said early on, one of our other principles we spoke about, the significance of discipline. And so when it comes to what is your 20-mile march, which was step five, the 20-mile march is what will you be consistent with? What will you be disciplined in those areas with to build and grow daily? People connect with you. They should see growth. You should be evolving. You should be changing. We should not be the same people that we were a year ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a month ago. There should be something different. Why? Because we're growing forward. Again, we have just a few moments in our broadcast. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment around today's subject, now is the time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from the broadcast? My desire is not that I just come and bring information and have no value, but that you're really getting something. So I would love to hear from you. If you're on your electronic device, again, you have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9. 516-453-9374. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. I want to also let you know that we want to continue this dialogue. Maybe you feel a little intimidated to speak live on the air. I get it. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, and anyone can join it. This is a great forum in which you can ask a question, make a comment around today's broadcast or any other broadcast for that matter. Maybe you have a show topic that you would like to see brought to the virtual boardroom. You have a guest recommendation, whatever that may be. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is that outlet just for you. As we close out and prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to share with you a couple of things. First and foremost, I cannot express it enough that we so appreciate you, our global listening audience, for taking the time to tune in for this hour of empowerment. Those faithful listeners, we so appreciate you. It wouldn't be the same without you, and we ask that you continue to assist us with expanding our outreach. So we want you to know how much we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. We don't take the fact that you tune in lightly or for granted, but we truly are grateful. On our next installment of Motivational Mondays, we're going to continue in our Shape Up series and continue to look out for dynamic and powerful guests that will be joining us here in the virtual boardroom. I want you to know that I desire to stay connected with you. I shared at the top of the hour that the Coach Adams website is under construction currently, but you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. This is so that we know that you want to continuously be a part of our network. If you're not already a part of our network, like, for example, when we unveil the new look of the CoachAdams.com website, we would give you insight on that. And that's so exciting because, wow, when I tell you what the team is doing, I am just too thrilled and can't wait to unveil that to you. I want you to be aware. For some, it's a reminder. For some, it's to give you the awareness that Coach Adams offers a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey each and every week. This full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey is so that you can achieve greater success, so that you can move from good to get to great on your journey. And twice a year, as a part of this, we offer our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a dynamic time to shape up and win. Mark your calendars, save the date. Advance tickets are ready to be purchased at this time. January 27th is our next date. January 27th is our next Win Shop date for our 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, which is truly a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. If you think you get something here every week, this hour of power, of empowerment, imagine 4 hours live among other like-minded individuals who are fighting to move from good to great, who are looking to work their vision and take it to another level. So at 4 hours of power, you will receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. If you're ready to purchase your ticket, and I encourage you to do so, I have a special gift for those that purchase their ticket through the month of November, a special gift for you. It is a dynamic value added. And I'm so excited. I'll give you more about this gift in coming weeks because I'm going to have some special guests on the show and things of that nature to talk about this project. But do know that you have a great empowerment tool that you would be gifted for purchasing your ticket in advance now at this time. So to purchase your ticket and or maybe you want to sow a seed and give the gift of empowerment. And if you have any questions about sponsorship opportunities, you can always email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. To purchase your tickets for the next 4 hours of Power Win Shop, you can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, and learn more information concerning our next 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment, it simply flies by. Ooh, where did the time go? Again, as a part of the 4 hours of the full circle of empowerment, in addition to the 4 hours of power, in addition to Motivational Mondays being hosted every Monday faithfully, right here, same back day, same back time and channel, we want you to know that personal and professional coaching, individual and group coaching are available. Coach Adams will come and empower your group and do team building, speaking and training. So know that all of that is available for you. We want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.